chatbots and conversational commerce are growing in pace. They are a thing. There's over 20 billion interactions between businesses and customers on Messenger every single month. One thing you can do today is replace that message that people see when they click on your Messenger for your business. And it'd be one of three things. They click it, nothing. It's just blank. They click it, they get an out of office. So you're using it like an email out of office. You're typing an out of office message, which is awful. Or they get three or four really dumb questions, like, what services do you offer? What time? Where are you located? Can I speak to someone? These kind of common, it depends on the category of your page. Most businesses do not even know which one of those three messages customers are getting when they arrive at their Facebook business page. So simply replace that with a proper conversation. It's such a simple thing to do. Take less than an hour and a half to do a really good job of it. And you'll see leads. You'll pick up on the leads that were just passing you by.
You're listening to The Grow Show with me, Gary Jones. Hey folks, how are you doing? And welcome to this episode of The Grow Show. Now today, I am joined by a legend in the field. He's an international speaker, Facebook marketing messenger expert. He's a ManyChat agency partner and educator. This guy knows his stuff about chatbots. His name's Jim Rowe and his company is Jim Rowe Bot. Jim, welcome to The Grow Show. I am chuffed to have you on here.
Thanks for inviting me. I've obviously been a subscriber for a while now, and I'm a massive podcast fan anyway, from Joe Rogan to kind of more locally placed ones for, you know, I get all my comedy from podcasts. I do a lot of my learning from podcasts. It is, you know, where I think 15 years ago when I was heavily into the internet, it was forums where I learned everything. Podcast is the new forum, I think.
It is. I've been listening to podcasts for about 10 years. And I can remember when I first started listening to podcasts right back then, it was purely on my commute. And there was maybe two or three people who I kind of listened to. And these people were typically American. Joe Rogan, fantastic podcaster, brilliant. He's got he's been doing it for years. It was them. And then since then, more and more people have got involved in it. And do you know what? You can get a breadth of information from podcasts. So I really like it. And I can imagine podcasting kind of 10 years ago, it's probably the same as chatbots now in terms of how people are starting to kind of get to know what they are and starting to use them. But they're not nowhere near where they could be in terms of where they will be in 5 to 10 years time. I might be making a jump there and you might shout me down, but please correct me if I'm wrong.
Well, you remember, you know, the ability to create podcasts 10-15 years ago was much more difficult. The ease of access now, the technologies are amazing, and that's made it really accessible for most people. And I think we're at the same point in bot world. I think it's still a little bit technical. The skill of conversational design is an unknown skill, but like anything, people will learn. And you know, it'd be nice if bots was there in 10 years. Well, you look at what Joe Rogan's just achieved. You know, exactly. the figure's not really been shared, but you know, they're quoting $100 million deal with Spotify, which is phenomenal. That's bigger than TV money. They're creating a whole video platform on Spotify just for him. But it shows that they understand the audio, video. There's no difference, really. They're two sides of the same coin. Joe Rogan has shown that consistency works.
Yes.
We're seeing that transition away from formal media to more niche-y type stuff. And Joe Rogan, you know, he often hasn't really got an agenda, and that kind of comes through on his show, and I think people like that. Who said that people can't watch something for 3 hours?
There you go. That's it. Yeah. It's brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. Now, let's talk about bots, and more importantly, obviously, chatbots. Now, for the people who don't know what they are, how would you describe a chatbot?
So the typical explanation is a communications interface between a human and software. And
that sounds a bit complicated.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The way I like to talk to explain it to people is a chatbot is a way for businesses, especially smaller businesses, to scale what they do and communicate better and more efficiently with potential clients.
Okay. So in that respect, what can you describe a simple chatbot so someone can understand it if they haven't experienced it?
So when most people hear the term bot or chatbot, their first thoughts is kind of the customer service bot, which is you go to, Vodafone or whoever it is, you get welcomed, they ask you through your mobile number and your name. And actually, most people don't even realize that often that is a bot. That first little bit of the conversation on Vodafone support is purely an AI-driven bot. It's finding out who you are, contact details, and a little brief description of what your problem is, and then it gets passed over to a human. So that's an example of a bot. And yep. Typically, people think of it as customer service, when in reality, for smaller businesses, they haven't got that volume to really worry about a customer service bot. But they can very much use them in their kind of top, middle, and bottom of the funnel work. So if you've got a complicated product, for instance, you can use it right at the very top of the funnel to explain that product quickly. Mm-hmm. 24/7, consistently, without the need of a person to do that explaining all the time. And that's where some of my customers are really winning, in that it explains the service and finds out the person's intent really early on, and then the human dips in.
And I suppose that's the key, isn't it? When a human kicks in.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I can imagine you can program a chatbot to say certain things, but actually it's that human communication, that human interaction at that point, which it needs to have, rather than an automated set of responses.
Yeah, I think you typically with a smaller based business, the conversation needs to be short and sharp and to the point. As a business, your only goals are to answer the customer immediately, 24/7, and ascertain what their need is. From a customer's point of view, I do not want to send you a message on Messenger, receive an out-of-office response or nothing, and then 2 days later get a response. So if a chatbot can solve those initial problems, it's doing its job straight away. Then you can start to explore where it could become more powerful. So, for instance, a lot of my clients now are using it for marketing automation. So somebody arrives, they download, they arrive, they have a conversation, you ascertain their needs, it immediately gives them something that they need, whether that's an ebook, a link, whatever. Take some details off them, throws those details into a CRM, alerts the business owner that this person needs help with this. Or this person has downloaded this, or this person is a prospect for this service. And then the human can then take over again.
Sounds like a secret salesperson, almost.
Yeah, I think that's where people are missing the point, is they're thinking, oh, it's just, I had this the other day from quite a well-known internet person, and they hadn't sorted out their messenger. It was basically like an out of office. And I took a screenshot of it and somebody commented on that, and they did the marketing for them. And they said that the client wants a human-to-human connection, which is absolutely fine. But you can't scale that. You know, once your business starts going, trying to scale human-to-human interactions just holds you back. And it leaves the customers hanging because you just can't do it. You can't be awake 24/7.
No, which obviously then goes against customer service kind of elements of it. You want the bot to perform a job and then pass the information on.
Yeah. So if you are looking to only have your customers be automated throughout the whole process, you know, forget it, because the technology is not there yet, unless you've got massive, massive budgets. So that's where you get into your artificial intelligence and your machine learning stuff. Small businesses do not need any of that. What you're looking for is to improve the customer experience and add in some automation. And it can be, I often say that you layer it. So you start very simply with making sure that when people come by your Facebook business page, that they get greeted by name and they get a call to action. And often if they've got a bot, the call to action is messenger pops up, little greeting. You can't see that well, but there is a greeting. And then there's a button that says get started. The moment that person clicks get started, they opt in. Your bot can then have a little conversation with them. This is the clever part of conversational design and the bit I really love. Ascertain their needs and give them something immediately. You know, so their experience is positive from moment one. If it pops up and says, I'm afraid we're not here at the moment, our office hours are this, and you can email us at this, you've lost that customer straight away. You know, that's why people complain about their Facebook business pages not bringing them money. Now, it doesn't bring me clients. That's because people, potential clients, are passing by that page and you're expecting them to go down your timeline. It's a big step for someone to arrive at your Facebook business page, trawl down through all of your posts, and then want to become a client. That's not the reality of marketing.
No, it's not. It's not. And the problem is, people won't know how many people are going through the process. That's a scary bit. You could have 5 to 10 people doing it every other day or per week. Yeah. And you could be losing out on all those opportunities just by not having something simple as this set up, which is why I wanted to get you on the show. Because for me, you are the person to talk to about this. But how did you kind of get into it? Before we go into kind of get into a bit more technical stuff in terms of setting it all up, how did you get into working with bots and, what's your history between, behind it?
So at heart, I've always been a bit of a geek. And thankfully, as my career progressed, I learned more about business and geek. You know, if you can match the two nicely, it really works. Then got to learn a lot more about sales and marketing and social media. So from 2011 till about 2016, I was a social media consultant and I did really well out of it. But I kind of lost my way with that market. Where I was getting £1,500 per client and there were good big clients, you know, I was struggling to get £250 a month on a retainer. It was really tough times. And kind of lost my way with it. And it became a very complicated market. Things were changing really quickly and people were looking for all the advice for no money. So kind of stepped away from that and ended up working for a startup in Exeter. And that's where I first learned about messenger chatbots. They'd launched in 2016 and kind of not really got anywhere. And then in 2017, they kind of got revived just at the same time I was working with a startup. And it was quite a complicated service. There was no example of this service anywhere in the world. So we needed a way to explain the service really quickly on Messenger, on Facebook. So we built a bot and on opening day, so we had like an open day for this service. We were hoping to get perhaps 20, 30 families through. And honestly, the place never stopped all day, just families coming in and in and in. Because the bot had done most of the education, they just wanted to sample the service. And then we had a mountain of signups on day one.
Brilliant.
And I was hooked. So from that point, I started reading everything. So I'd be on chatbot, some of the Medium blogs, Chatbots Life, Chatbots Magazine. And I would just read everything about machine learning, AI, and chatbots.
Yeah.
Realized that I didn't want to go down the AI machine learning route. I could have done because there's plenty of growth in that market. But that would have kind of meant entering the corporate world again and working with big corporates. Whereas I really like working with smaller businesses where you're actually working direct with the owner or a marketing manager. And that's how close you are to the business.
Yeah.
Then got really passionate about conversational design. So being able to build a conversation that feels human-like, but doesn't trick people into believing it's human, feels natural, it's paced, well-paced. And people leave that conversation feeling like it's been a positive experience. And that's the real skill. Anybody can learn the technical. Anybody can learn how to connect that and that and do all those bits, that's monkey see, monkey do type of stuff. But conversational design, which is trying to get the desired result from a human-computer conversation, that's the bit I'm passionate about. And then from that, I've created over 300 bots now. As you said in the intro, I've spoke on so many big stages now. up to 600 people. I was never one to be an international speaker, but it just so happened that people had read about what I did and recommended me, so I just started doing more speaking gigs. I was aiming for at least six this year, but lockdown has prevented that. But it's something I wanted to explore more probably next year.
Yeah, I know over the last year or so, could be longer, you're the only person who I know who is really working in this space. But what I loved about what you've just been saying, what you just said, and to be fair, it's what you didn't say, it was the passion that you excluded when you were talking about conversations. And that kind of shone through before, you know, outside everything else. It is about talking to people and about getting more and more people to do it. You mentioned that kind of the technical stuff, you can kind of just do it by numbers pretty much and just kind of go through different tutorials. Myself went on to a YouTube channel for ManyChat, and they've got so many really cool videos on there, which can literally step by step by step by step. But I noticed that you're obviously an agency partner for ManyChat. But you said right at the start, you didn't have any of that. You literally didn't have any of that set up. So how easy now is it for someone to jump on their Facebook business page and start creating their chatbot? Does it take a long time? Is it easy? Does it cost money? I'm not looking for the technical stuff, just a brief overview of it.
I think the initial problem that Facebook business pages have got is that when people come by them, the experience is pretty pants, and it doesn't. There's not a clear call to action on Facebook business page. It's people kind of treat them with the same disdain they treat their websites, and don't really change them or put any effort into them, and that's fine. But I think the ability to make I call these plays. So one of the plays is building your initial greeting. So play one. Somebody comes by your Facebook business page, messenger pops up, greets them, and call to action tells them to click the get started button. That is such a simple and effective thing to do. So that's play one.
Yeah.
Then you've got other things like play seven, I think it is. And I've got loads of these. I'm actually building them into an ebook now. But play seven, which is one of my favorites, is that you can send a message in Messenger to anybody that comments on any post on your Facebook business page, past, future, or present. So people don't even know this exists.
Let's rewind. So you might have had someone, because I think people need to hear that a little bit more, because they might have had 1,000 people come in over the course of, you know, several years.
Yeah.
And you can set a bot up to send them a message. Past, present, and future.
So this is the restriction. Let me just explain this. So anybody who's commented in the past, no, they're not going to get a message. But anybody that comes along, goes down your post and comments on one of those old posts will get a message.
Brilliant. Okay.
And anybody that comments today will get a message, and anybody that comments in the future. Now, you can differentiate that. You can say, if they comment on that post, send that message in Messenger. Or you can say, if they comment on any post, send this message. So a great one is if you're, you know, podcasting is a great choice. So if somebody comes along, they comment on one of your posts about podcast guests or whatever else. 10 minutes later, they get a message. And it says, thanks for getting involved on my Facebook business page. We're always looking for new guests. If you click the button below, be a guest, you can fill out a form and be considered to be on the podcast. However, if you want to catch up on some past episodes, click past episodes below, and you can then direct them straight to wherever you want them to go. And you can say, get past episodes on Spotify, Anchor, wherever you want to send them.
Yeah.
And just that ability then to start growing your audience. But behind that is there's a lot more going on. So the moment that somebody becomes a subscriber, which is what they're doing, they also become a messaging connection. So they become part of your business's network. So they can unsubscribe anytime just by typing stop. They can resubscribe just by typing start. Really simple. None of that hunting around, trying to find the unsubscribe button and then explaining why you're unsubscribed and all that. It's just type that word or that word. Really easy. Mm-hmm. But they never stop being a messaging connection for your business. So anytime you can use Facebook advertising and you can drop a message into their inbox, but only if they've messaged your business in the past. So this is the important bit. So if you really want to build up that messaging connections, so yeah, you can use Facebook advertising for click to messenger ads, sponsored messages is my favorite. You want to be able to drop something directly into their messenger inbox, not a Facebook ad. It's a sponsored message. It's a totally different beast. It doesn't even look like an ad. And most people don't even know this thing exists. But you can only do it if they've subscribed at one time within Messenger.
This is, I know a little bit about kind of bots and built a very basic one. This is blowing my mind. So for people who don't know anything about this, please, if you're at this point in watching the video or listen to the podcast, go back and listen to what Jim's just said, because he's just dropped so many different little golden nuggets for you to do. Why aren't people doing this, do you reckon?
Facebook are not pushing it hard.
Okay.
They behind the scenes are building something quite epic. You know, Mark Zuckerberg said in March of this year that if he was building Facebook today, it'd be a small private social media network like Messenger. That's basically where he's going. And if you look at the three major platforms, mm-hmm, which are Facebook, Instagram, WhatsApp, and Facebook obviously has got Messenger, you've got three chat platforms there.
Yeah.
We know that WhatsApp bots API is in testing now. So we know bots are coming to WhatsApp. And they've already specified that it's coming to Instagram as too. In fact, I've just had somebody just tag me in an image on LinkedIn, which talks about how it shows a beta image of Messenger working within Instagram. So that opens up a lot of things. We know that they've redesigned all three platforms back end because they've all got a lot quicker. And that's so that if I'm a Messenger user, Facebook user, and you're only an Instagram user, I'm going to be able to message you straight from Messenger straight into Instagram or WhatsApp. So he's building this network together, and I see that new social network being like Facebook Groups is now. So everybody went from Facebook business pages to Facebook Groups. So Facebook business pages, everybody can see them, to Facebook Groups, closed community, to what is going to be chat groups or messenger groups or, mm-hmm, you know, that smaller conversation, which is going to be a whole new network. And I think we're all kind of moving that way because we're all looking for a little bit more privacy. We're looking to build our own little communities. You know, they say to be successful, you only need 1,000 people in your network. So build that 1,000 people within, you know, people are doing it in groups at the moment, but build it within Messenger. Mm-hmm. It could be really powerful.
So the long game, Messenger and a connected network across all the platforms is where it is.
Excuse me. Yeah, I think so. Looking at what the changes that have been happening to Messenger, the changes that have been happening to Instagram. WhatsApp is the weird one for me because I can't envision how that's going to feature, but it is a powerful platform. People love WhatsApp.
Yeah,
I think WhatsApp is really good when it's a really small niche. It can get really annoying when you're in a group chat and all the alerts and stuff, but it works for certain things. They're three very different beasts. So if we think that messaging is the future, remembering that there's more people with messaging apps now than there is social media users,
mm-hmm,
it's not hard to see how businesses are going to be able to take advantage of that very soon.
Very true. And if you even think of maybe 3-4 years ago, the amount of messaging that you'd have done via Messenger and WhatsApp compared to the numbers that you're doing now, that's a completely different beast. So it automatically makes sense for the platforms like Facebook to start making them quicker, to make them more intuitive and make the user process and also the business process behind it simpler and seamless. So we use it more. It makes complete sense. It does. And I'm all for playing the long game and talking to businesses and people about Messenger actually in 5 to 10 years' time rather than, you know, what are you doing next week or the month after? That's important, but as long as it fits into the overall strategy. And I'm a true believer also of people talking to people. And this is another way of people communicating. And hey, social media, right at the start of it, was an online group of people sharing ideas and communicating with each other. That's what social media was set up for. That's the definition. Which Messenger and what you've said for chatbots, it's exactly the same. It fits into that perfectly. So I can see that working really well.
Yeah, you know, we like to message. You know, if I've got a problem, or, you know, a restaurant, for instance, and I want to know if I can get a table. In fact, I'll give you a great example. There's a guy traveling around locally, he's got a pizza van, brilliant, in lockdown. And what you can do is just pop on Messenger, message him, and order your pizza. At the moment, he does that all automatically, which is great, but somebody's got to sit there and do that. Where in 20 hours, I could probably design him a bot that would welcome people, subscribe them to his email marketing list, move them into a Facebook group, make them a member of that, but also take the order and accept payment from within Messenger, tag them from the village, because he travels around several villages, the village they come from. Mm-hmm. So then he can automate his marketing to drop into their mail inbox and say, I'm taking pre-orders now, I'll be there on Saturday. And he could automate all of that and scale his business, spend more time making and selling pizza, less time answering messages at 11 o'clock at night from me.
Save so much time and energy, and customer experience goes up. Massive difference, massive difference. Is it expensive to start it all up?
No. So you mentioned ManyChat, which is my preferred platform. Don't get me wrong. I've used Chatfuel. I've used Mobile Monkey. I've probably used in excess of 20 different platforms for Messenger. Mm-hmm. I can also build chatbots on live chat, other live chat platforms. And for me, ManyChat, primarily because I like something that I can build it for the client and hand it over. And I think some of the platforms are too technical. I also like the community around ManyChat. Community is 80,000 strong now. If I can't do something, I don't go to ManyChat support in the first instance. I go to the community, and they will normally answer it. And it starts at just $10 a month. Well, you can have the free version, but very quickly you want to do more with it. So, but for $10 a month, up to 500 subscribers, I think it's an absolute bargain for what you get. And it's also now turning into a multi-channel platform, so you can do email from it. Mm-hmm. And very shortly here in the UK, you'll be able to do SMS as well. So imagine the power of that. If, you know, if you're a hairdresser, get rid of your booking system, do it all through Messenger, because we know Facebook shops are going live, and that's going to be a game changer. If you're an appointment-based business, you could effectively do all of your appointments in Facebook, and then you can follow up in Messenger. You can even take, you know, if you're a nail bar, you can even take prepayments in Messenger for that booking. Follow it up, send the reminders. You do everything in Messenger, and people like Messenger. People hate email.
Well, that's it. And the thing is, people are going to go to the platforms and use the platforms which they're happy with, they trust. And you know what? They've got it and they're using it all the time, which Messenger ticks all of those boxes, especially if they're tightening up security. And there's going to be some people who are still kind of a bit wary about the security side of it. If they can kind of sort, you know, make sure that's completely watertight, you're right, it's going to make it so much simpler. And not just nail bars, I can see restaurants do it, like you said, about the pizza van. We've got a local burger bar who does exactly the same thing as what the pizza guy does. But you've also got coaches, you've got anyone who works by appointment or works or trades their time for a certain service, they can do the same. So you're right, it's a game changer now, complete game changer.
And Facebook know this. So we know that Messenger now is end-to-end encryption, just the same as WhatsApp is, which is fantastic. You can integrate directly with ManyChat products, directly into PayPal, and also into Stripe, which are both really well-trusted financial platforms. Then you think about what Facebook are doing with their shops, which is going to be outstanding. So you will basically be able to sell your products and services from a Facebook shop, and the basics will work. So people will be able to order stuff and get it delivered. But if you wanted to do anything more exciting, then Facebook have partnered with Shopify, BigCommerce, WooCommerce, and several other platforms are coming along. Mm. I think for many businesses, especially the smaller based businesses, your SMEs, Facebook is going to become a really popular option. Add into that Messenger, so they get their receipt, their reminders, their next appointment booking reminder, all sorts of receipt invoice can be sent via Messenger. You can do tracking, you can do product order tracking. It's going to be amazing.
Mm. So if someone wanted to get started today, we've already kind of gone through the technical stuff and how much it costs and that kind of stuff. But if they want to get started today and work with you and get in contact with you, because I know you do those different events and we're recording this in at the start of June, probably get out in July time, which I know you'll have a workshop that's been and gone by then. But how can people get started working with you? Because I know I'm going to this work, I'm going to your workshop. I think it's an absolute steal. And I'm going to be looking to come to you to build a online, I've got an online course. I'm going to come to you to kind of get it all automated because why the hell wouldn't I? You know, straightforward. Yeah. If it gives a better end user experience, I'm down for that. I completely see it. How can people work with you, Jim?
So I think the workshop that I deliver, so I've got one coming up in a few weeks' time. I've delivered via Crowdcast. A really easy way of just doing online learning. So basically an hour and a half lesson, and at the end of that lesson they'll have their greeting message, they'll have ManyChat set up, greeting message, welcome message, and a good call to action, and that's an hour and a half, and you've done it and you own it. It's not, you know, I'm not in control of it. It's your product, you've built it, you've got the basics. Yep. And for me, that is the biggest way that I can help people today, is they get more people messaging them, which increases their getting chances of getting business, and they're adding more subscribers, just like building up an email marketing list, and they're also getting the messaging connections, which is the bit that people don't get. If you build up 1,000 messaging connections, I cannot send a sponsored message to them people. Only you can. Now, okay. I might 50 of your network, your messaging connections, might be also be mine, but I can't send to the other 950 because that is your little network that you've built. Because they're people that have messaged you and opened that connection. So whoever you are, stop trying to get likes on your Facebook business page, because people don't like pages predominantly anymore. It's not a thing. Do you remember all the years ago, all the like ladders that we used to all do?
Oh, yeah.
And I still get them now. People message me, so-and-so's invited you to like their page. I never like their pages. Unless it's a service I want, I just don't do it. And it doesn't, I do it because I don't want to. And also it doesn't help their business because I'm not going to engage with any content.
And do you know what? I'm in the same mindset as you. I'm not going to give anything back to their business by liking their page. So I don't want to do it because it doesn't do anything for both parties. Completely agree. Last point before we go on to the final thoughts and finish it all off is you mentioned about email lists. And from the way that I can see, this is probably the thing to focus on more than the email list. Now, people could shoot me down on this point, but if people are in the ideology that they go onto the emails and they see loads of stuff, they want an empty inbox, then Messenger would be the easy, would be the alternative, but a softer alternative to emails. So would you recommend people focusing their time on the Messenger connections rather than the email lists? Or have I missed the point?
No. I don't think it's one or the other often.
Okay.
Because email has got its advantages. So even with GDPR, when somebody has opted in, you can send them an email anytime you like.
Yes.
Messenger is a lot more restricted. So the Messenger policy, which was updated earlier this year, means that basically somebody's connected with you, had a conversation with you, you've got a 24-hour window where you can talk about anything. So 19 hours after you've had that conversation, they message you again, the 24-hour window is reopened. So you can just carry on the conversation and talk about anything, sales, whatever. After that, you've got up to 7 days where you can't use automation, but you could pop on as a human and chat to them again.
Okay.
So you as a business owner or a live chat agent, whoever, you could pop on and say, oh, you were interested in that PT class. Are you still interested in that? if they return a message, it starts the 24-hour window again. You have to be quite tactical. After 7 days, if you want to re-engage with them, you've got to get them to start a conversation back with you.
Got you.
So it's a different beast. And in that way, it's very much permission-based marketing, whereas email, even though people have opted in, and they should have double opted into your email, most of those don't go answered. They end up in inbox. And if you're like me, inbox zero. So if I don't do something with it there and then, it gets deleted, or if I'm going to do something, it gets moved to a task. That's the way I operate my inbox, and more people are doing that these days.
Yeah.
The big difference, I think, is with Messenger, people do not like having it unopened in their Messenger. They don't delete them, but they see it. It's sat there, bold on their phone or on their, and they have to open it. They have to open it.
It's just, I'm sorry, because I'm saying, can't. If I see Messenger open, I've got to do it. But an email, I'll only sit there for a few days. I'm in inbox zero after a week. So every weekend I clear it. So I don't do it every day. But Messenger, I'm there. So actually, they both go hand in hand. And actually implement each other quite well in terms of getting the message to the end customer.
Yeah. So what's really clever now, especially with the ManyChat products, I think they're ahead of the game with some of the others, is, for instance, I've had a conversation with you today. I put you into some of my automation, deliver you something. After 10 hours, you haven't clicked the button to download the ebook. I know. So I can send you a little reminder. You don't click the reminder, so you've not engaged with me. We go past the 24 hours. What I can do then is I convert it over to email. So what it does then is 24 hours later, it sends you an email and says, I still notice you haven't downloaded the ebook. Yeah, if you're still interested, click the button below. The button actually fires them back into Messenger, downloads the ebook, starts the conversation again.
Yeah.
But obviously, you can go even more detail with that then, because once SMS comes online and SMS open rates are about 94%, that takes you to a whole new level. So if you're a gym owner or a PTI, you should be all over Messenger marketing because it's an absolute dream.
Yeah.
If you are a consultant or coach, I'd be all over that. Food and drink, restaurants, coffee shops, cafes. There's a million one things you do. There's something I've always wanted to do with the gym, and I've worked with several Anytime Fitness gyms and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Is most people now have got NFC enabled phones.
Yeah.
So you can literally put a window graphic on the outside of your gym that says, tap your phone here to get a 7-day free trial. Because the hardest thing for a gym owner is to get someone across the threshold. You get them across the threshold, they convert. Mm. So they tap their phone, they get a message in Messenger with the coupon. You've started a conversation with them. You can see they've claimed the coupon. They haven't clicked, you see they've issued them the message. They haven't clicked the claim coupon button. 8 hours later, you say, it's only valid for today. If you claim it today, then you can have a 7-day trial in the next 2 months. And that's just from a simple window graphic. Often Anytime Fitness or these kind of First Fitness and places like that are on high streets.
Yeah.
So you get tens of thousands of people passing every week. And it's simply low friction. Tap your phone on the window, get the free pass. Okay. If you've been before, you tap on the window and it says, sorry, you've already had your free pass. But if you pop in, we'll give you another 2 days.
When you hear one of those simple ideas, you think, why isn't everyone doing it? That for me is a simple idea, which I can see many, many people doing it. And I've got in my hometown in Leamington, you've got a number of gyms on the street. Tap window, job done. They must get kind of every hour, probably 50 people walking past their window.
Yeah.
Simple maths to take that actually over the course of a week, you must have, a percentage of people tapping it.
Yeah, and those people get added into a custom audience in your Facebook ads. So if they don't convert that moment, they start seeing your ads all over Facebook. Think of it, a coffee shop. Coffee shop is perfect.
Yeah.
A coffee shop in a town centre where people are walking by all the time when it's closed in the evenings, simple window graphic, tap here to get a free coffee. Mm. People never go in and just buy coffee.
And how much human interaction have they had at that point? Zero. In terms of staff costs, They don't have to worry about it.
Exactly.
They really don't. Simple. Wow. Do you know what? We can chat for so much longer, but we need to round it off now. So let's organise a part two, maybe in a few months' time, when things have kind of changed over a little bit more. But for now, I've got to ask this question to you. If people want to find more information about you, your business, how can they? Can I check you out on Facebook? I'm guessing Messenger must be, you must be all over Messenger. But how can they get into contact with you to find out more info?
So if you type Jim Robot into Google, I think I've got the whole first page, obviously. If you type the chatbot guy, then I've got the first place. And you can literally just type Jim Robot into any Facebook search and you'll find me. You'll find me on LinkedIn. Twitter, I'm still there, but I'm falling out of love with it. But mainly, I'm a Facebook guy, obviously, because of Messenger. But I am not difficult to find. And if you go onto my website, jimrobot.com, you can actually see how chatbots can be used in a slightly different way from your website. So I've got Messenger customer chat on my website, which works beautifully. And then there's also some buttons you can click to download guides and stuff, which get delivered. Would have in the past got delivered by email, so little lead magnets, but now get delivered in Messenger, which is a much more elegant solution.
It makes complete sense. And, you know, before we finish this interview, All Told, what's your kind of final thought? You know, this is the closer show. So what is your one takeaway point you want to tell people before we finish off this show?
So it's this, that chatbots and conversational commerce are growing in pace. They are a thing. There's over 20 billion interactions between businesses and customers on Messenger every single month. One thing you can do today is replace that message that people see when they click on your Messenger for your business. And it'd be one of three things. They click it, nothing. It's just blank. They click it, they get an out of office. So you're using it like an email out of office. You're typing an out of office message, which is awful. Or they get three or four really dumb questions, like what services do you offer? What time, where are you located? What's the other one? Can I speak to someone? These kind of common, it depends on the category of your page. Most businesses do not even know which one of those three messages customers are getting when they arrive at their Facebook business page. So simply replace that with a proper conversation. It's such a simple thing to do. Take less than an hour and a half to do a really good job of it, and you'll see leads. You'll pick up on the leads that were just passing you by.
Jim, it has been an absolute pleasure. We could talk for a lot longer, but for now, thank you much for being part of the Grow Show today. And yeah, let's catch up in the next couple of months. Cheers, Jim.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Now, a real quick message before we leave the show. Just wanted to let you know that we have got a Facebook page called The Grow Show Podcast. So type that into Facebook, The Grow Show Podcast. This is where you'll find all the latest updates, news, events. Plus, also, this is where you'll be able to get on The Grow Show as well. Plus, listen to previous episodes. So hope you enjoy this podcast. If you do, please share it with peeps. But also, let's connect on Facebook under The Grow Show. Take care, my friends. I'll see you next time.